to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
I'm Alan Watt, and I'm standing in for John Stadmiller for an hour or two, who's up at the Browns home in New Hampshire with Michael Herzog. Today, I'd like to continue, actually, from the last talk I've just been on this station, on this whole idea of the New World Order. And what I've found over many years is that the public who start to wake up individually or individual basis generally only really are seeing one part that's affecting them personally. Something's prodding them or something's needling them or some agency is leaning on them, and they become terribly indignant. They still haven't got past that stage to realize it's not only happening to them, it's happening to lots of people all over their country and other parts of the world, because it's all one system now. And there's far, far more to it than just them being picked on in one area. The problem is we're completely socialized, and what we have is what the Club of Rome, the big think tank organization that projects the future, they predict what they want to happen in the future, and they give it to the other think tanks to sort out the fine details. They then market that to the public via magazines, television, and radio, and even documentaries to give us a predictive programming, they call it. We find this New World Order is not so new at all. In fact, I was thinking of calling my next book The Complete Dummy's Guide to the New World Order, because very few people really understand the big picture. What you have emerging as far back openly in history was society in England that came out into the open. I've no doubt it existed for probably centuries, maybe even 1,000 years beforehand, and under different names and guises. A fraternity, which was called at the time the Rosicrucians, or the Rosicrucian Society. Not the fake one. They always have dummies. And they have a fake one, which is based in California. They have a real one in Pennsylvania, and the big one in Switzerland. Now, the Queen Elizabeth I court. I hear the commercials coming, so I'll be back after these messages.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and I'm back standing in for John Stadtmiller. I was talking about going back in time to try and trace this great agenda, this great work, as it's called, in higher circles. It openly emerged in the court of Queen Elizabeth I of England. You had Walter Raleigh, you had Francis Bacon around in those days. John Dee, who was an agent as a spy for Queen Elizabeth I, his number was 007. And the whole idea of bonded, of course, means you swear allegiance to your bonded. That's why you have James Bond with 007. We're always being made a mockery of through our ignorance. And the easiest way to control people is just to keep them in ignorance and eradicate the past. The Queen Elizabeth I court made its money and its fortunes by acquiring tremendous wealth by plunder. She authorized the plunder of the Spanish vessels that were in the high seas. They stole the gold and so on and accumulated great treasures of wealth. And those who did the dirty work were well rewarded and became knights and peers of the realm. They were all Rosicrucian. They believed in a high higher intellects that they possessed, and they believed they were a different species in a sense from the rest of the public. The rest of the public were called commoners. They also, the commoners married commonly. They did not plan their marriages or pick through genetic breeding the best partner, so they were called commoners. Therefore, they were treated they weren't treated like animals, there's no doubt about it. And they were often called animals by the elite. It's an odd thing to realize that nothing has really changed. You have a psychopathic, inbred elite who pass on their genes with the psychopathy to their offspring, who are given special training in the art of controlling and governing the minds of the public. No different than the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. When they were young, they were instructed by the high priest around them on how the behavior of the ordinary person works, what the needs are of the ordinary person, their desires, their drives, and how easy it is to control them if you meet a minimum standard of those desires. Well, the Rosicrucians knew this too, and they planned a world empire in the 1500s. John Dee actually coined the term the British Empire and suggested it would be based on a form of takeover through free trade. And those who would come into the compact of free trade would have to eventually take on the same, what they would call a democratic form of government, and to get the special most favored nation trading status treaties given to them to keep so much of their taxes for themselves. This has been going on for over 500 years, the same agenda. When it became so well known what the Rosicrucians were about, they created a Freemasonic society, changed the name again. Now, Freemasons always show the pyramid because the pyramid has a capstone. The capstone is kept in secret from the public. It's always above the light, but it gives light to all the workers down below who work towards this system. That's why you have the eye of Lucifer between the capstone and the rest of the pyramid. The pyramid is always pictured as being in a wasteland. On the dollar bill, for instance, if you look at it, it's on a wasteland with shrubs, pretty well dead, little broken twigs, etc. That's the populace. That's the people. The dead, the world of the dead. This hasn't changed for hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of years. An ancient society runs the world based on selective breeding, with picking their mates for certain qualities like Plato talks about in his book, The Republic, a book everyone should read because it talks about breeding people at the end in this utopia, breeding people to be specific types of workers, specially made people, and that rings almost along the lines of cloning. I don't think Plato had that in mind at the time, but he knew, like animals, you could breed traits in or out of domesticated animals. If you want an aggressive attack dog, you breed aggressive dogs, male and female, and there's a good chance you'll have your aggressive attack dog. If you want a good pet, that'll go along with children, you simply breed out the aggressiveness and you keep mating them till they have a passive Labrador. It's the same with people. Now, psychopathy, or the psychopathic personality, is an interesting subject because really that is a system that gave us our culture. Our culture today is not a humane culture. It's a competitive system where those with the most psychopathic traits are liable to succeed at the expense of others. A trait of the psychopath is they have no conscience. Those who get up into the higher levels of anything in this system do it over the bodies or the lives or the broken families of others, and that is called success. And the people tend to cheer them on. It's rather amazing to see the public groveling and bowing and scraping to people like Oprah, who are presented to them as having all the answers to please them. This goes back once again to ancient times, because there is nothing new under the sun. The people will always give power to the beast, and the beast system was always the epitome of the basest thing. human nature, those who get to the top through any means possible are the beast, basically. We have no chance of altering anything unless people recognize this and start bringing back some form of values into their life, values which would have to be extended to other peoples and all peoples. The problem is today, the last people to realize that their system and their country is pretty well gone, because it was never theirs in the first place, is the United States. They were chosen to, maybe not initially, it's hard to say, it's very difficult, there was a lot of Freemasons in there who talked about a global government, they called it a federation of nations, to be run by 12 wise men, according to Benjamin Franklin in his letters and diaries. They envisaged a certain system on their particular viewpoint, and today we already have this same system, only it's definitely deviant. Whether it was meant to be in the first place, we don't know, but it certainly has been pushing towards a deviant system, with a deviant culture at the very end of it. 50 years ago, the big think tanks got busy, because they knew towards the end of the system and this way of life, which would have to come to an end, they knew themselves that their own corruption would spread down to the lowest orders of the public. And it has. People are now terribly base as opposed to how they used to be. They've been made so through entertainment primarily. And they copy what they see, as the ancients always knew. We have... So they planned a system where they'd start to eradicate the public. They knew they wouldn't need so many people to exist and live in a scientific era. This era is here. It's been here for a long time, in fact. And it's no coincidence that when the big boys like Charles Galton Darwin could write about the depopulation program necessary to save not the planet, but at that time he said to save the elite from being overrun by commoners in the 1950s in his book, The Next Million Years. It's no coincidence that the things that he suggested that they do to the public, including sterilization of them through inoculations and tampering with food and water supplies to make them infertile, it's no coincidence that we see that has happened. The fastest growing business in the U.S. today is actually the infertility clinics. The United Nations has published openly the last few years that the sperm count in the average Western male is down by 75% of what it was before 1950. So in a short time, most men now are three-quarters sterile. This is no coincidence. As I say, it was published a long time ago. We're seeing the effects all around us. The very fact they can announce the statistics every year without saying, my goodness, this is a crisis, as it obviously should be, means that it's meant to happen. We're just living an agenda. The Masonic societies, even at the bottom levels, are the agencies which are sworn to uphold this particular system, no matter how bad it is. It's odd that the same Masonic societies in centuries gone by were the very vehicles by which they pushed for revolution. Once the revolutions were over and a particular group were in, they allow all kinds of atrocities to occur because they're told to at the top. Remember, it's a pyramid system where you take orders from the top and you must obey them without question. We can go back to the 1500s and carry on from there. In the 1700s, they gave a Masonic society for the middle classes, which they knew they'd have to create in order to control the system of an industrial revolution, to keep the rest of the public in their place and to keep the same system going. And now here comes another break, so I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was
about. Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadtmuller, who's out at New Hampshire, where the Browns are, because of the television program, I think, in progress at the moment, to inquire as to what's actually happening. And I don't know how much will be the truth or how much will be omitted, but hopefully something will get out to the general public. And if nothing else, let's hope no one gets killed or slaughtered. That's a message to the public to behave themselves. That's one thing we do have at the moment, is the ability, limited though it may be in some ways compared to the big media, we can actually have the ability to communicate what's happening as it happens. Although, as I say, I'm sure there are many other cases happening all over the country at the same time. In fact, when you think about their beautiful, humane system, there are people losing their homes every day. Just look at the housing statistics and the bankruptcies. And remember, it isn't just houses that are left empty. It means that there's families out somewhere living maybe on the streets for all we know. And children are snatched off into children's aid societies. That's called their modern civilization. The people are trying to keep. I keep saying it's so corrupt you can't keep it. It's so far gone. Getting back to the topic of conversation today, is trying to fill in people on some of the histories of this New World Order, which goes way back in time to a plan that was at least publicly declared in London in the 1500s through an idea of free trade negotiations leading to amalgamation of countries which would adopt the same London system of government and it would be done worldwide. This eventually blossomed into the British Commonwealth. Before that, it was called the Empire. Every part of the Empire, including Canada, where I am now, was called the Dominion. It was a dominion of Canada under the dominion of London. Now it's called the Commonwealth since World War II. They give a more fuzzy, nice sound to it, the Commonwealth of Nations. But this Commonwealth of Nations was supposed to blossom into a United Nations under a world government, again with front men leading the world government, backed by a multi-leveled bureaucracy which would govern the affairs of the planet in a more scientifically efficient way. It's interesting to note that even though they always talk about science being their new type of God, at least their method of controlling nature, as they called it in days gone by the breaking down understanding of nature, which was science, they could control the world and everything in it and perfect all that which was left imperfect, as the Masons say. And they have been doing it when you think about it. They've been altering all your crops for years, long before you were told about it. They've been altering people genetically through inoculations. Most people today have very poor immune systems, which again was part of the targets that Galton Darwin and others talked about. You don't want a fit, healthy society, especially when you don't want a mentally active society being in existence when you're bringing about the biggest changes in history for thousands of years. And this New World Order is to bring around the biggest changes in history you've ever, ever witnessed. It's to be a brand new way of living, and eventually there'll be no breeding at all by choosing a partner. You'll be lucky to even have a clone made of you unless you serve the system very well down the road. This has been talked about openly at meetings, world meetings. They have discussed the fact that the base material, meaning the general public, those who haven't climbed the ladder of success, all the junk genes, as they would call it, are left behind. They can't evolve any further on their own, so therefore the general public have to gradually be disposed of in a world where you don't need so many hard laborers anymore, especially in a post-industrial society. Where do all those people fit in? Well, guess what? They don't fit in. They're not meant to work in classrooms. They're not meant to work as professors. That's what people did in factories before for a couple of hundred years. Where did they, were they supposed to go? Nothing was made for them. They were the eggshells that Mr. Rockefeller talked about at his Global Citizenship Award meeting. He says you can't make an omelette, which is the New World Order, in an international society. You cannot make an omelette without breaking the eggs. And so for a generation or two or three or more, you'll have incredible chaos in society as people try to readjust into this new system. That's the world we're living in. It's been told to us by a thousand different directions from areas. And we better understand what we're really up against before we can take it on. Back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadtmiller, and I've just been told that Michael Herzog is back to give us an update about what's happened out at New Hampshire, the Browns. Hello?
Hello, Alan, how you doing?
Not so bad, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you having a good show?
Yes,
Okay, well listen, yes, I do have an update. I had an update on my show, but there seems to be some further events transpiring, and I wanted to give the listeners on John's show a quick overview here. First of all, the press conference went off well. It went on at 2 o'clock, and John and I went down and had a conference with the county sheriff, in which basically we had a chat with him about whether he would be opposed to us having the county attorney look into this as far as convening a grand jury to investigate the actions of the court, and the sheriff said that he would have no opposition to that. Now, that's fine, that's well and good, and again, the conference went off well. Now, the latest event is that I had called my son to download. He had called me and told me that he had watched the entire conference on one of the station's websites, one of them which would be www.wmur.com, and that's out of, I believe it's out of Boston. And I asked my son to download it and email it to us. He went back on to download it, and it was gone. Now, what he found was, and this is what's interesting, he found another press conference that they did with the U.S. Marshals just after our press conference. Mm-hmm. And the questions, some of the questions that the reporters had, two in particular, is what were they doing about the supporters of Elaine and Ed Brown? And the marshal answered that they are being followed, number one. And next question was, do you plan on arresting any of them? And the marshal said yes. Now, we have not yet seen that video, but I would request that all of the listeners go in to www.wmur.com, download it for themselves, and take a look. That's what I have for you at this moment. Okay, so we'll keep you posted. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it, okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so I asked you, too, how many protesters are there?
Well, it's not protesters. I mean, you know, they're talking about supporters. And when they held the press conference, you know, Ed Brown got up and spoke for about 10 minutes. Then he turned it over to his wife, Elaine. Of course, there was a question and answer with Ed. He turned it over to Elaine. She spoke for about 10 minutes, and there was a question and answer with her. Then they turned it over to John Stadtmiller. There was about 10 minutes with John, question and answer, and then it went to me. There was another 10 minutes with questions and answers, and then it went to Randy Weaver, and question and answers, and then the press conference ended. So, and what I understand, and I just got the report from my son, that after the conference had ended, the press did a press conference with the U.S. Marshal's Office asking questions about what was said at the first press conference.
Yeah.
Okay? So...
Did the marshal mention anything to you about arresting supporters? Or?
No, the only report I've got is a report from my son. We are on the road right now. We don't have access to a computer, so my son is kind of my eyes for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's giving me reports, and I'm relaying them on. And I'm also asking the listeners, you know, to go in and take a look for themselves, because right now John and I are blind. We don't have access.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right, very good. And that's the update for the moment, okay?
Okie doke.
All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. Yeah, well, there you have the latest there, but this is not unusual for the public to be told one thing while you're there, and then you get a different version filmed and shown to the public, to the rest of the public afterwards. The news has been very good at this over many, many years of censoring by omission of certain clips. They can change the whole perspective just by omission in one or two clips, in fact, of any particular situation. However, I do know, because I have friends in the U.S. who travel a lot, one woman who visits her relatives in Texas every year was detained at the airport in Pennsylvania for 5 hours before she was told that she was down as a financial terrorist. And a financial terrorist is the term they're using now for anyone who withholds taxes of any kinds which the federal government claims is due to them. I've no doubt that will expand to include the states, any state as well, taxes, and probably eventually your parking tickets even. We are under, the whole Western world is under the same anti-terrorist rules. It was planned years before 9/11. That's why every country, including little Finland and Sweden, signed the exact same laws into their country at the same time as the United States did. This was planned this way, and as Carl Quigley said, the professor, Carl Quigley, who was a mentor to Clinton, according to Clinton himself, Bill Clinton, he said that wars are meant to change societies. He said you can change society more on a social level within 5 years of war than you can with 50 years of peace and propaganda. So society has already changed, and it won't matter, as we well know through experience, who is voted in next, because the agenda continues. And it will continue as long as we're all obeying the United Nations. We don't realize that since every country signed the United Nations in 44, 45, starting with the Atlantic Charter, which was a blueprint for the United Nations, no country signing that became sovereign anymore. That was made official, even though it's not taught in the schools anymore. It used to be taught at one time. And therefore, you're already under international maritime law. That's what we're all under. Again, a maritime law going back to Queen Elizabeth I's reign, when the pirates ruled the seas on behalf of the Queen. That's why they had a skull and bones, because we're all pre-Masonic Rosicrucians who partook in stealing the wealth of others. You'll find the same thing in the book by Albert Pike, where he talks about the need to use all means to acquire vast amounts of wealth, including the stock market, any means possible, and then becoming the masters over the masters of the world, as Albert Pike put it. He then financed Giuseppe Mazzini to start the revolutions over in Italy. Giuseppe Mazzini just means Joseph Mason in Italian. So they love those little tricks that they play on us. But yeah, they've been funding revolutions down through history. The people who go into the revolutions always expect one outcome, and lo and behold, you find you just furthered the plan of the nefarious bunch you were opposing in the first place. That's very clever. They also planned a revolution in France, again, tailor-made for the French. This was a nation already of basically one type of people. And they did another one for the Soviet Union. Giuseppe Mazzini started up the international party, the internationalists. That became the Communist Party. And the guy who took over from Giuseppe Mazzini on behalf of the Royals, the Scottish branch of Freemasonry, was Lenin. And they called it the Communist Party. This was all planned from London and financed from London. A great trick. Buy and create your own opposition with the intent of bringing new power structures into being for the future, in which you're already in charge. To take over vast areas like what became the Soviet Union, many countries were amalgamated into it and standardized under the one system. Once that's done, you just bring them back into the fold. You don't have to fight a war with each individual country. They're already standardized. And that was a very, very clever plan, which succeeded tremendously well. And that's why the wall eventually in Berlin went down. Nothing to do with it falling from within. It was the orders. And Mikhail Gorbachev, who was the president of the Soviet Union at the time, gave a speech which you can still find, and I believe is still in the archives of the Toronto Sun. He gave his farewell speech to the Politburo, and it was published in the papers here. He said, you'll hear that shortly communism will be dead. Don't believe it. He said we're simply moving on to the next phase of global socialism, which was always the plan in the first place. Then you jump from there, you jump back to the Club of Rome, which is affiliated with all the other big clubs, including the Bilderbergers. And the Club of Rome said that it searched the world for different forms of government to find the best ways to control the public, and they found that collectivism or socialism or communism was the best means for a few to rule over. That's what's coming into play today, and they've been working hard on this for many, many, many years, including all the reactions they expect to get from various people within society in the Western world as they pull off this final phase of it. The agenda was to kick off in 2001 on the last leg. Arthur C. Clarke, a very high Freemason, wrote The Allegory in 2001, a movie, back in the 1960s. It was to be complete by 2010. That was the title of his second book and the second movie. And, of course, we already know that by 2010, the U.S. and Canada and some parts of Latin America are to be totally not only integrated but up and running as an integrated new continent, a government, a counterpart of the European Union, in fact, a clone. And in the free trade negotiations which happened in the 80s, and into the 90s, which was the precursor of NAFTA, they actually discussed where to put the new capital. They decided they would put it in Montreal, for those who don't know yet, not to upset people by thinking it was run by America. So this kind of stuff has been published in little paragraphs in newspapers, not the main stories, and never will be the main story until you're under that kind of government and they see their victory in sight. That's when the real boys that run the world will come forward, so-called hidden masters, as they call themselves, when there's no opposition against them, and not before. However, they still have to officially declare we're integrated. They have integrated the border systems in Canada and the U.S. There's been the newspapers here. Right after 2001, November the 11th, they also published that the FBI had opened offices up in Canada. They also mentioned that the CSIS, which is the Canadian Intelligence Service, is now blended totally with the CIA, and no doubt the branches in Latin America too. And that certain high-level bureaucrats from Ottawa can apply for jobs in similar positions in Washington, D.C., and vice versa. Well, if that doesn't mean total integration, I don't know what does. It's already happened. It's been happening for a few years now. This, as I say, is really the complete idiot's guide to the New World Order. The information is out there, but the average person and the public are too busy chasing rainbows or shadows or shadow people to notice the big things that are really happening, which eventually will affect them. What's happening to the Browns will happen to many, many more people in the near future as money gets scarce, as we all know, as the inflation is rampant now, the dollar is becoming like the lira or the peso, and gasoline, as predicted, would go out of sight, and diesel too. All foods, all stuff is transported to the stores by diesel, and the guy at the bottom pays the cost of it all. We're now being brought down to a level of a good part of the world, while at the same time the U.S. pays and funds the last leg of the takeover in the Middle East to standardize that country too, or those countries as well, into this global agenda. Once that's over, we'll all be a nice global plantation, living in happy habitat areas that the United Nations are not going to call the big cities, making beads, I guess, for Chinese tourists, maybe, if we're lucky. And someone else will make the string to put them on. That's their plan, is to start taking down the populations of the world in the very near future. Those who run this world do not believe in non-productive people serving them. They run on efficiency. Their world is one of economics, not humanity, not humanitarian feelings, not emotions, not love, or anything else. They're almost insect-like in the way they view the general public. As I say, we are a separate species to them. That's how they view us. We've allowed them to inoculate everyone heavily since the 1950s on. We've watched the death rates go up, and what used to be called aging diseases come down into younger age groups, until now you even have juvenile arthritis. We have autism hitting about one in five families throughout the country. Not only autism, with attention deficit and different degrees of the same thing of autism. That's all it is different degrees of the same problem after getting their mumps, rubella, etc., their vaccines early on. True autism prior to the 50s was fairly rare. It was rare, and it was generally noticeable from birth. The new autism for the New World Order starts 2 weeks after they get their inoculations at the age of two. This is known at the top. It's perfectly well known. The reason there's no outcry is because it's meant to happen. As I say, you don't want a bright, intelligent, well-educated population existing while you take people through the greatest changes that have happened for thousands of years. And the changes they're talking about, as I say, are so alien to even the present system, which is corrupt enough. The next society will be there to serve societies, to serve the state, the world state. There'll be no personal choice in anything. Ultimately, there'll be brain chips and monitoring, and you won't be able to even think as a distinct, separate individual. This was stated at the Loyola University meeting in Louisiana about 5 years ago now. There's a world science meeting where they brought in all the top specialists with various kinds of microchipping, surgeons and medical professionals, and they said they have a chip ready to go, which will, once embedded, will integrate with your nervous system and receive and transmit messages, and then it will be impossible to even think of yourself as a separate individual. What a future, eh? I'll be back in a few moments.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
John Stadmiller was out at the Browns home in New Hampshire. Well, this debate goes on as to what's to happen with the Brown family. They're under attack by the feds. At least at the moment, it's more of a threat. It's not physical. As to if they're going to pay up their supposed taxes or not. As I say, these federal taxes in the United States are more of a policy than an actual law. And you'll find these policies are being made now by everyone in society as we're being turned into police states, where even the citizenry and stores are all part of this new Gestapo that we're seeing springing up. We're seeing a world come into existence planned this way. The planning went on years ago to bring it into being. They knew the formats from previous times, what worked in the Soviet system, is now implemented in the US, Canada, and within the European countries. I went into a store at the weekend in Sudbury, Ontario, and I asked for a packet of cigarettes, because I like cigarettes. If you smoke cigarettes, and the trails don't bother you so much, the spraying that they do in the sky. And you still keep a clear head, and you don't have any memory loss. And this young girl, about 18 or 19, she says, we have to have ID. And I said, well, do I look like a teenager to you? She said, oh, no, it's our policy now. Of any age group, doesn't matter. Then they want an ID photograph of your driving license. And I says, well, what's this for? Is it to collect the data, the names of people who are still smokers or what? And she gave me that, you know, the zombie dead look. And I've no doubt, I was on camera anyway. All the stores have cameras. And they have your voice print on that thing too. It also takes your voice. And here they are wanting your driving license as well, just to make it easier for them to ID you. As a smoker, maybe they'll send the SWAT teams down to you eventually, the anti-smoking SWAT team will barging into your home when you light up. Or maybe we'll have to go down to the street corner where they used to sell dope and, you know, ask the guy who's looking rather suspicious if he's got any Golden Virginia there and pay big bucks for it. Because that's what it's coming down to in this totalitarian system, where they inject all kinds of poisons into you with the intent of destroying your immune system and with the intent of dropping the points of the IQ level quite sharply. And yet here they are telling you they care about your health as they spray you every day from the skies, just like bugs. So when there's no real logic to what they're doing, you know, there's a real purpose somewhere. And the purpose is that smoking seems to counteract the effects of these particular spray drugs that are coming down on people. And some of us have done our own informal surveys and found this to be true. It's also interesting that even the Indians up here in Canada, who are way ahead of the white populations, because they've had enough of the white man and his promises and treaties, they used tobacco in their ceremonies quite often, and they're still very mentally awake as well. Interesting little phenomena to observe. But yeah, we're well on our way to this whole totalitarian system where shortly you'll need ID to buy a tin of beans if you're still silly enough to do so. That's the kind of world that's being brought in. Is that the kind of world which we're going to accept? Do you want your own child asking you for ID when you walk in like a total stranger? Because that's also the world that's coming. Everyone's been divided and conquered. It's up to the older age groups to do something, the ones who have the history in their mind and in their brain, and who have the knowledge and wisdom to alter the